If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
It is that time when we talk music, all things music, but we're celebrating 30 years of democracy, and we've got a few people that we wanted to chat to. I've got a really wonderful guest in studio, but I'll get to him. I'm sure the music tells you who it is. But I want to start also my conversation with Maralo, who is on the phone with us, very graciously agreed to talk to us at this time. Maralo, thanks for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening. Is it Pimelo?
Oh, it's Pimelo. Yes, it is. How are you?
Pimelo. Oh, que Pimelo, Gambo. Que Pimelo.
Que Pimelo.
Que Pimelo.
Que Pimelo. I'm so well. Lovely talking to you.
This is an English radio station, by the way, please.
Oh,
I mean, like it was a sort of, and now what English?
You know, you know who's that on the other side, ne?
That's my hot stick.
Hello, sweetheart.
What a hijack a conversation there, you know, for what?
We were 6 years old when we first met, both of us.
Trust you to speak about that on air, right?
Well, we have to talk about it.
It's a secret. It was a secret.
We're here now, so it's all out. It's all out.
It's all out there. Imagine, running 6.
Where were you at 6 when you met?
Speak for yourself, Mara.
Well,
you started a conversation.
Speak for myself.
Did I start this conversation about 6 years?
And then the next time we met, after Memel, 2 days stand. I will only
take it
2 days stand. I didn't
say one
night stand.
He's blushing.
Thank God this is not television, Mara.
Now he's blushing completely. You should see him.
Is he blushing?
No, he is blushing. He can't. He's blushing now, you know. He's thinking, yo.
Thank you for inviting us.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
What can we say?
I would love you guys to reflect on 30 years of democracy. We've been talking to politicians. We've been doing politics. And we're all talking elections and all of that. But I think we also need to reflect on the lives of people who give society a mirror to reflect on itself. And that's the work that you do. And you've been doing this for a long time. You've seen it. You've seen the highs and the lows. You've seen how we got here. So I just wanted us to have a frank conversation about your reflections on 30 years of democracy. Let me start with you, Memara.
No. You know what? That's a suit you were in.
This is not a suit radio station. I keep telling you this. This is an English-speaking radio station. You keep gravitating towards Sesotho. We speak Sesotho at home, not on radio,
Lilona,
not on
air. Siblings, Lilona, I got a lady siblings. I got a lot of
family. Okay, if you don't do it, go on.
I am giving you all permission.
Okay, speak.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Obata, where's the suit?
Yeah.
You want us to speak Sesotho? Really?
Anything. Everything.
Oh, I didn't know that the policy has changed. Okay, Gatsiba John, every time I speak to Kaya, I get like, where's the suit? Debuho.
Debuho. My African name.
Ake ubue kataba eri ketsing mona radio.
Okay, Pimelo.
Pimelo.
Pimelo. Now, Pimelo. Okay, Pimelo. 30 years has been quite an interesting 30 years. When we got into our liberation in 1994, when we all gathered at the Union Building, I don't think we had any clue how it's going to all round up and turn out. I'm going to speak for myself because I'm here representing me, Maralo. When we got into our liberation, we didn't know how it's going to all round up. And we had high expectations, very high expectations. And some of them have been achieved. Some of them, I'm afraid, not. And in the arts industry, I was hoping that there's going to be maybe a much bigger change for us as artists. But I think we found ourselves in a situation where we had to suddenly go into a much more deeper struggle to get to be recognized as in our different spheres of this, what they call show business. So 30 years was very tough. Before 30 years, we were all over the place. We were singing Bakanda, we were singing whatever, and some of us want to sing some American songs, you know, you get interested. And then you get to the 30 years where now we have to find ourselves as a nation. It became even harder because I've just come to realize, and I'm going to speak for myself. People might have a different opinion. For myself, I'm going to speak for myself. It became even harder as when you're not a songwriter, you're a singer. It's hard to find songs. And when you do find certain songs, you just don't want to sing those songs. It became harder. People's creativity started to dwindle. You know, before 1994, there were great songs written by great, great, great songwriters. Most of those songs were recorded by people like Mary Makeba, Dorothy Masuku, you name them, all our great, great, great artists. And after 1994, I kind of feel like we degenerated a bit. You know, suddenly, and I don't want to, you know, make other artists feel bad, but we degenerated into less creativity, but quick. Let's chew it now and throw it away tomorrow.
Your reflections, Dr. Mabuza?
I don't want to contradict.
And we've been moving on that direction for quite a while now. I find myself in a situation where, as an artist, trying to find a songwriter is difficult.
Let's pause there a minute.
Hello?
No. I was asking if we can pause. We'll continue with the conversation. I need to take a quick break and we'll come back with Hot Sticks Mabuza's reflection as well on 30 years of democracy as an artist. Listen, you're also very welcome to give us a call, your reflections on the music.
Did I take too long?
No, not at all. Not at all. It's
what do
really...
you think?
086-000-0959.
What do I think?
All right. We're having a conversation with two legends, Maralo and Hot Sticks Mabuza. We're celebrating 30 years of democracy. Or are we? Or are we? But we are definitely reflecting on 30 years of democracy. As artists, as musicians who've seen the ups and downs, how do they feel about how we found ourselves here? And I said when we come back, we'll speak about your reflections, and Dr. Mabuza, your thoughts on the current status of the arts 30 years after democracy.
Well, firstly, let me correct. My surname is Mabuza. I thought you were making a mistake, but obviously
Mabuse.
You've known me for all these years and you used to call me Mabuza. It's okay. It's not serious. I just wanted to correct it so that those who are listening know that you're talking to the right person.
I am so sorry about that.
No. It's not stress. You know, Pimelo, I don't want to contradict Mara in everything that she said. I would also like to differ from some of the things that she has said. I think it's very important for us to understand that 30 years is a very short time. 30 years, as many people, of course, had expectations. Maybe it's because the politicians had made these promises. But at the back of our minds, we knew very well that nothing was going to come easily in 30 years. And it's important that we celebrate this freedom, because it did not come easy. Mm. It's important that we know and understand that there are other people who made the hugest sacrifices. Other people had to die for it, you know.
Yeah.
So for us to begin to believe that not much has been attained, it is unjustified. Because yes, if you're a student of history, or you understand what democracy is and how other countries, let's take America for instance, and its so-called democracy country. Even today, America is not a democracy as people would like to believe it is. People have the freedom to say and do things as they do, but there are still challenges as far as whether there are equalities and so on.
Mm.
Maybe I'm getting deeper into a political conversation.
No, when I should be speaking
about, you know.
No, it's open to wherever you want to take it.
Musically, obviously, there have been a lot of things, a lot of developments. There are, first of all, let's look at the radio and television space. Those of us who know who had been there before, we should understand that, firstly, we could never have been on a white radio station, number one. You could have never been on television because you were black, all right? Now, that in itself, for us that today we're able to say things that we want and sing the kind of music that we believe is the kind of music that satisfies us, that is a milestone that has to be appreciated and celebrated. Yes, there are many challenges. I think in some cases we believe that perhaps more could have been done. Yes, indeed. Maybe more could have been done. But it is a process. It takes longer than we imagine. For me, if a foundation is properly laid, it should not be about us. We've been there. We've been doing things for the past 50, 60 years. Perhaps what we should be fighting for is to how we actually navigate the challenges that we had faced so that the next generation can find itself in a better position to advance the gains of this the struggle, the freedom.
Memara, a different view coming through. Some of your reflections on the gains?
Some of my reflections on the gain, as an artist, I don't think people heard me well.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to have this debate here, because we're not having a debate. We're discussing the 30 years of democracy.
I need to clear this. I did say at the beginning, I do not want to contradict what you said. I'm just making a different expression, different view.
Absolutely, and you're welcome.
So there's no contradiction. So it's not about contradicting what you were saying. It's just putting a different perspective to what, you know, what is current.
Sure.
I hear you. My wish is to see our industry growing in a way that makes Africa proud. I admire music from a whole lot of African countries, you know, where some of the artists that we've met along the way are salespeople. And I just feel that the how do I put this without hurting people's feelings? Gosh.
No. Nobody's going to get hurt here.
We need to improve on where we started 30 years, the beginning of 30 years. We've got to improve, and there's got to be some way that our industry in the arts is more aligned. And you know, when you hear people like Gosh, I don't want to mention names because then I'll start to be seeing, oh my gosh, people, you're putting me in a difficult position.
How about putting
you? People, I'm not, I'm, no, no, no. Pamela, I hope you can hear me.
I can
I'm
hear
saying,
you. I can hear you. You are
I'm saying, mm-hmm. I'm saying there was a time before the 30 years of our democracy when music, songs, meant something. People were singing with good voices, crooked voices, rough voices, whatever. You're gonna burn out, you know. And now, I have to be honest. I'm not criticizing anybody. We kind of stagnated, and we haven't moved on to find music that identifies us as South Africans in the 30 years of democracy. Mm. I'm still trying to find that music that identified me as an African when Miriam, Dorothy Masuku, Dolly Ratebe, everybody else, Sipho Hotstix, Maralo, whoever, those that came before the democracy. Mm. I want to find something that I can sing along with when I'm cooking my stew on my stove.
Hmm. Your
that identifies me, not something that is copied or something similar to something that is done anywhere in other parts of the world. That's all I'm saying.
Your reflections where's on
Africa,
the quality of
where's
music?
South Africa in the music industry?
Well, it depends on, you know, when we speak about the impressions of my impression of South African music, I think it's important for us to understand at least from what point Mara is speaking, because I know that for our generation, as rightly she says, there were songwriters, they're beautiful songwriters. But is she also aware of the current crop of young composers who are not necessarily as high profile as what is going on radio? For instance, if you take someone like Thandiswa Mazwai, she's a generation below us. Simpiwe Dana, she's a generation, you know. There's Ringo, you know, there is.
Yeah.
So, yes, unfortunately, we're probably not hearing as much of that music.
But there are
very, very amazing young musicians who are out there making great things that South Africans should be proud of. You know, we can't always be nostalgic about a certain era because music is evolutionary. There are generations that would come. If you listen to Miriam Makeba, before Miriam Makeba and Hugh Masekela and so on, there were the Manhattan Brothers, you know, the Mills Brothers, there were all these groups that sounded different. So we must accept the fact that it's going to evolve. It's going to sound different. It's going to have a different tune. It's going to have, it's a generational thing. Mm. It's not about, you know, maybe, and I always say, we shouldn't consider ourselves custodians of what is right in music, because then we're saying those who were before us did nothing. And yet they were different. Hmm. They were different people. So we should allow young people to explore themselves, to exploit themselves, to do as much as they do. Mm-hmm. Yes, if they feel that we can make a contribution to what they are doing, that should be our role. But I'm not sure if I don't want to feel that I'm contradicting what Mara is saying.
So your own reflections on the music and the texture of music right now?
I've already spoken about the younger people that I've already mentioned, you know. And look, for instance, okay, let me touch on this current popular music, my piano, right? Who are we to say it's not music that is happening when the rest of the world is celebrating that music? Just like they used to celebrate Miriam, just like they celebrate you. It was a generational thing. The generation today feels that this is the kind of music that we celebrate, that we can dance to, and the rest of the world is celebrating that. Yes, maybe it is limited in content, but unfortunately, just like people used to, you know, denigrate Umbaqanga. And then until such time that Ladysmith, Black Mambazo went overseas, Mahlathini went overseas, and suddenly people felt Mbaqanga was hip, Mbaqanga was this and this. So we'll always have these, you know, juxtaposed debates around what is quality and what is different. For me, I don't want to feel that my generation should consider itself custodians of what is good in South African music.
Thank you so much for staying with us. So we're discussing the music industry 30 years in. A lot has happened in 30 years. And we've had a pandemic, which I think nobody saw coming. And it just really shook, I think, not just the music industry. I mean, it shook many sectors. And let's talk a little bit about what it did to the welfare of musicians and the music industry. Memara, let's start with you.
It was actually the most devastating situation for probably all of us as artists.
Mm-hmm.
Because during that time, there was no way you could go and perform anywhere. Some of us were booked to go and perform at all kinds of places. Some of us do events in different parts of the world. I'm not a recording artist, by the way. I haven't recorded in many years because I can't find songs to record. But I still get booked to go and do a certain event at some country where there's a gala dinner of some sort and they want so-and-so to come and perform wherever it is. It was devastating. And there was no way you could change what was going on because you also have to look after your own life, your own health. Mm. There was no way you could go.
Mm.
It was devastating for a whole lot of other artists, especially most of the younger ones who do festivals. And, you know, I don't do festivals anymore, so I didn't. That didn't affect me. But it affected me when you see artists.
Mm.
Suddenly, this whole thing started actually just before Easter Monday. There's festivals around the country, around the world, around South Africa, and people couldn't go anywhere. And artists, unfortunately, we are in a situation where most artists don't even have medical aid.
Mm.
So when you're sick, there's nothing that covers you. You end up in a situation where you've got no one that can assist you because everyone is going through a tough time.
Mm.
So COVID-19 was disastrous. And I keep thinking it was deliberately created to turn the world upside down.
Mm. Adama Busa, there are many people who say, in fact, I've spoken to many artists who say tough, very, very tough period. But from a creative point of view, they dug deep. And something else was going on there. How did you experience COVID?
I agree with Mara. COVID was really a most devastating period for the arts.
Hmm.
But I don't want to emphasize how much it affected the arts as, you know, I think we should accept the fact that everybody, we should look at what COVID has done holistically, you know, how it affected ordinary people, you know. Yes,
yeah.
If we look at what it did just to ordinary people, you know, being unable to grasp anything. Some of us as artists, okay, let me speak for myself, had been privileged, you know, that there were certain funds that were made available. Obviously, not all of us benefited from it. The most unfortunate part is that when those funds were distributed, some people were so greedy that they received more than the others. In my view, yeah. What we could have done...
I'd like to come into that, Pico.
Okay.
You know, I was one of the adjudicators during the relief funds of the COVID-19. I've never, ever in my life had to be involved in something that was breaking my heart every time I looked at those applications. Because as an adjudicator of the COVID-19 fund, was certain laws stipulated by government, the Department of Arts and Culture. And to apply for COVID-19, you had to have a contract that is cancelled, not postponed. And, you know, I think that COVID-19 was, they were giving out 20,000 rands or something like that. And it was said, it's just relief. You can go and maybe buy yourself a bag of mini meal and maybe some chicken wings or something. I don't know.
But so we must,
doesn't go a long way.
But we must take cognizant, Mara, of the fact that there were certain people who didn't even receive anything.
Hmm. Exactly. I'm coming there, people. How they didn't even receive that was the rule when we were adjudicated. The rule there was you only get the COVID-19 relief fund if you have a signed contract that is cancelled, not postponed. That, for me, was the most devastating. That's why I didn't take part in the second relief fund thing. Because I couldn't, there were artists that I know, my gosh, this one actually needs this 20,000 or whatever the money is. But because of the rules of that thing, you ask anyone who was adjudicating that relief fund. I was one of them. Some of them, they can speak for themselves. The rule was, you've got a contract. You were booked to go and do a festival. You're probably going to be paid half a million rands or 100,000 rands or 10,000 rands. Mm. But because you didn't have a contract, the relief fund was not going to meet you and give you that 20,000 rands. That, for me, hit. And I can say it out loud on radio. It was the most ridiculous rule, law, that was given to the adjudicators. It frustrated me every night. Every night, Pamela.
So we're here now, and we're going to the elections, and there's a lot of talk about dissatisfaction, a bit of optimism, people going into the election. Just to wrap up our conversation, I'll start with you, Ntate Mabuse. How do you reflect on the future of this country?
We have no other country. We only have this country to live for. We only have this country to fight for. We only have this country to build. We only have this country. Some of us are not privileged enough to go to Australia. For the second passport, or go to England.
Yeah.
So we have to roll up our sleeves and ensure that this country works. Because there are capable people in this country who can make it work. And obviously there have been many challenges in as far as our political status quo. And that has got to be corrected.
Mm.
And people must speak openly about what are the challenges that this country faces. What a new democracy. Yeah. You know, we must also understand that people who got into power, unfortunately, there were those who got into power for wrong reasons.
Yeah.
You know, they went in there with a wrong mindset. You know, the unfortunate part, it became an obstacle in advancing the gains of the liberation. And I strongly believe that the possibilities, the chances of regaining the confidence of this country and its people, it's still there. And I can only say we only have one South Africa, and it belongs to all of us.
And you seem optimistic? Yeah.
Very optimistic. You know, I'm very optimistic. You know, in every house, in every home, you'd find deviants, and you'd also find good people.
Mm.
In every house, you'd find deviants, and you all find good people. And those who believe that the home has got to advance in a direct direction, they will do so. And the deviants will always fall by the wayside, you know, as we go, as we grow as a people. It is very important that we hold hands together. You know, politics are just a game. You know, there are mind games that people want to play and so on. But ultimately, the people must reflect on what it is that they see in themselves and in what this country should be.
Memara, your own reflections about the future of this country?
I think the future is bright, but we need, I think some of us who've been in the business for many years, instead of now pursuing to see how much more millions those that can earn millions can still earn, because you'll never finish that money. When you go to your grave, you go there naked. You don't carry those millions.
I'll take it in my coffin.
I beg your pardon?
I'll take it in my casket. I'll spend it on a casket.
You'll spend it on a casket.
People do that, Mara.
No. Yeah. You and I are going to travel together, I think, maybe, when to the next life. But I wish what we could do, because, you know, doing, for instance, right now we are having this discussion on radio at past 9 o'clock at night. I don't know how many of the young people are listening to us, but I wish we could have a situation where when we go to vote, we make sure that we don't bring people who are going to put us in a worse situation than we think we are. Because I don't think we are in a worse situation. I think we just need little things nipped and tucked and fixed. But I just wish we could have a school, a dedicated college school in townships. Like we've got, you know, music should be reintroduced in schools so that kids from a young age, they could have a teacher who's a song and a music teacher, an actor, and they don't have, those people don't have to have degrees in what they can do. Me and Sipho Hotstick have been in the industry for as long as I can remember. That because now we might not be as busy as going to do festivals and whatever. Bring us into your schools. Give us a class for an hour or 2 hours, an hour, to teach the younger generation where we come from, where they can improve on what we've learned in our journey. That's my dream. We don't need to maybe even start a new school, but just introduce people in the arts who are still compass mentors, who are still bright, and they can speak and they can express themselves, and they're in the arts. People like Promitomizas Manje Manje to go and teach about Mpatanga at school, to be part of the subject at school. That's my dream. So that the younger generation can make their own differences, but having learned and understood, like we learned the history of Servoot, and we learned the history of people from Britain and all over the world, and we didn't learn the history of our own people. Our own people need to learn their own history from a younger age, from primary school right up to high school. Mm. And they should get people with experience and longevity in the industry to go through those schools. I'm promoting me and Sipho right now. That's a job next year.
I just want to speak a little bit about education. Our education, yes, needs revamping. It has to be holistic in approach.
Yes.
Yeah.
It has to be holistic in approach, because at the moment there's so much emphasis. It's one dimensional.
And it is unfortunate
because then what we're saying, that every child has got to be an accountant, which is wrong. A country that develops and sees the arts and everything else alongside science and mathematics and so on is a country that develops holistically. And this is what fortunately countries like the U.S., I mean, if you look at England, for instance, the kind of musicians that they brought out, exactly what Mara is saying. You've got Elton John, you had the Beatles, you had Eric Clapton. Every musician that has made an impact internationally had been through a holistic approach to education. I think South Africa needs that. Mm. Needs that. I can safely say the minister should look at what it is that we can do beyond science and technology. Within science and technology, music plays a very critical part.
To cultivate the soul of these young people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. I would love to thank you both for making time for us on Thursday evening. And Memara, yes, young people are up. It's a Puza Thursday. They're not sleeping. So they heard you loud and clear. It's a Puza Thursday. They're up. They're listening. They heard you loud and clear. So thank you. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much for inviting us. Thank you. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Do you want to have a last word?
No. Mara should have the last word. You know, she said males should begin, so the women should close.
I thought I'm the one who started. Now you should close.
As I said, it's like your siblings.
Thank you,
Kaya. It's wonderful.
Thank you, Kaya, for bringing this to the fore, because it's an important subject. It's something that we perhaps need to have a conversation around. It should just not be now. It's something that we need to get together all the time and talk about these challenges that South Africa is faced with, in particular in the arts. At least we can speak for the arts, but there are other important elements of what South Africa needs to be dealt with. And I'm sure there are experienced people out there, qualified people. You may invite probably Thabo Mbeki to come and speak.
Yay.
You obviously don't listen to us very much,
do you? I do. Well, you can invite him again and again and again.
Your voices, too, are as important
as
some of these high-profile people. So absolutely. You yourselves, your voices mean a lot to us. So
bring Kaifa Semenya.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Oh, yes.
We appreciate you, and we appreciate
you.
Can
you hear my oh yes, people?
We've heard your oh yes. We're going to tell him, you said you made it after 9, he can make it after 9, and you said oh yes.
Please.
We're going to tell him.
Now there's someone that you should really, you know, please. He must come in and talk, because he's written some of the most amazing songs. We have a lot of respect for Prakati.
Yeah, lady and a gentleman, I really appreciate your time. Have yourselves a fantastic weekend, and thank you for coming through.
Thank you.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.